Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She my sweet little thing.
Little SRB bringing us back to the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Pride and Joy. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust mirror, more than 9 years. She's been hanging out with us, author of Pick Up the Damn Phone. That's what we're saying. That's what she's saying to all you salespeople out there who think cold calling is the way to go. Joanne, thanks again for being here. Her website is nomorecoldcalling.com. We're talking about referrals. Folks, referrals. You know, Joanne, I was talking to some salespeople earlier this week, and I asked them, I said, okay, how many of you have a list of people you're going to call this week on the phone? They raised their hands. I said, all right, in the old days, if I called somebody on the phone I didn't know, even if I wasn't successful, which most of the time I wasn't, because that's not a good way to do business even then, I said, but even if I was unsuccessful, it didn't hurt me with that person I'm calling, because they had salespeople doing the same thing. But I said, today, if you call someone blind, cold, and they don't know who you are, if when they find out your name and the company you work for, I think it's a negative. And I said, so why not work a little harder and find out if some way possibly every person on that list, you, even if it takes you 6 months, find a way to get introduced. What do you think?
Well, you know, I agree. And the cold part, Jim, today is not only a phone call, it's an email, and it's reaching out
there,
to social
media.
There's
just as bad. Emails, right. Unsolicited emails are just as bad. Just as bad, if not worse, than a phone call.
Well, that's it. So we waste a lot of time with those activities when we could be reaching out to people we know to introduce us to people we want to meet. And I call that the one call meeting. I mean, think about it. When you were introduced, and we all have been at some point, you know, I would say to one of my clients, you really should talk to Jim Blasingame, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
You have a meeting. You have mm-hmm. the phone call, right? There's nothing in between. It's this amazing prospecting strategy that most people don't adopt, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But I get meetings instantly. I even got a meeting with the CEO of a Fortune 500 company because I was introduced by one of his key customers, right? And now, I had to wait a month, but...
So what?
Well, it was great.
You're going for quality. You're going for quality. I've had to wait a year before, but it's quality. To me, what you want is quality, selling is always going to be a numbers game. It's never going to not be a numbers game. But the numbers are not driving, in my opinion, they need to be quality numbers, not just numbers.
That's what it's about, is getting those qualified prospects in our pipeline, and the rest is just a bunch of junk and a waste of mm-hmm. time. And but the cool thing about this meeting with this CEO was the assistant set up the meeting, the phone call, and then that gave me time to go back to the person who introduced me, and I said, I have this meeting, tell me about him. So I got the full picture and was very well prepared for the meeting.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things around that, but the perception is that if we get a name, if we are very busy on social media or on somebody's website and we have all these alerts and we find out trigger events for a company, you know, they've expanded, mm-hmm. they've hired someone new, they've downsized, they're going overseas, whatever it is, we think, oh, all I have to do is send an email or reach out to social media, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a great
You'll
message.
Be one of 500 that'll do that.
Well, for some people it works. But here's the thing. That can take between 7 and 12 touches mm-hmm. to even have a conversation. Now, why would I waste my time doing that when I can get that introduction. And even more wonderful things happen when I get the introduction, Jim.
Well, that's right.
And I mean, I'm trusted, I'm credible. My sales prospects.
And you may be the only competitor. You may be the only one that if you're referred, if this is a busy person and they're successful, they're not looking for the cheapest solution. And so if they can get somebody who's referred to them that they believe that they can trust, they're quite likely to buy from you without even getting any other proposals.
Exactly. And if you do have competition and you're in there early having that discussion, you know, you get to set the stage for the way anybody else is evaluated.
Yep.
And that's what we want. And we know, depending on the size of the company, some clients must send out a request for proposal. They must get three, all of that. We've been there.
Right.
But we also know if we get a blind one like that, they've got someone they're working with already. and they're just doing a comparison.
Probably because, especially if the RFP is a little too technical, you know that somebody helped them write it, right?
That's right. And that's where we want to be. You know, we want to be at the table.
I always wanted to be the guy who wrote the specs for the proposal. I've done that. It's fun. Hey, Joanne, I need the website one more time, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
And the book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Remember, folks, face-to-face is the original social media, and more people are wanting to do business with human beings. Even though they'll use the technology, they want to see people face-to-face who've earned the right to be face-to-face. Quick break. We're going to talk some more about referrals with Joanne Black after these messages. Tin Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.